A city under siege as Russian forces intensify their attacks. What's left of neighborhoods in Mariupol are shattered homes and buildings. Across the port city, scattered bodies lay out on the street, scenes of the worst war can do. Cars now line the streets as people try to flee. Checkpoints make sure only civilians leave.
I got out of the city's central district with bombings and destruction. We lost our house, so now we're leaving with our children. We're still in shock and fearful.
Russian forces charged into the port city, a place where weeks of shelling had kept about 400,000 people hostage. Local authorities say Moscow's attacks have cut electricity supplies, heating, and water. Russia denies it's targeting civilians.
Yeah, he freed us from education.
But airstrikes have hit civilian infrastructure like the city school, and recently a theater where people were taking refuge from bombings. Amid those ravaged neighborhoods, survivors say life will never be the same. A makeshift kitchen is all that's left of this woman's home, and some no longer have the energy or will to leave.
Why leave the city now after what we've been through? We've had difficult days with bombings, hunger and cold weather. As you can see, our neighborhood is destroyed.
As old lives are left behind, some have found shelter in local schools, with another humanitarian crisis unfolding. Katia Lopez-Oloyan, Al Jazeera.